Okay, Yoradea, Siman Kaf Bet, Ve'ezim Min Tzarich Lishchot Havridim. Where do we need to cut the veins? The jugular veins, the two jugular veins in the neck. Now, in about 40 plus Simanim is really going to be the discussion of Dam, Halachos of Dam and Malicha. Here we're just learning a short Siman that's related to the Shechita. Now, just a quick thing to understand, when one first kills the animal, it could be through shechita or stabbing or a gunshot, whatever it is, when the first blood that comes out, that squirts out with that pressure that comes out, that is dam hanefesh, and one who eats a kazayit is chayev karis. That's
of the dam.
That's dam hanefesh. After the initial pressure of the squirting from or the oozing of the blood, it's a little bit unclear exactly. Certainly, it's unclear to me, but I think it's unclear in general. Where does it go from dam hanefesh to the next slowly oozing of the blood? When after the initial is that's called the dam tamsit. It's also a lav. And after, besides that, so during the main pirkus and the main bleeding, the shooting pressure, that's going to be dama nefesh. Afterwards, anything that oozes out later on is going to be dama tamsit. And afterwards, any blood that's in the evarim, dam ha'evarim, is also in a lav, and that's also aser to eat. And that's, so here's where we're going to see this come up. No,
just
dama nefesh. Yeah, yes, love, Malkus, all the good stuff. Okay, Aleph, Be'of, Tzarich, Lishchot, Havridim. So, right, the question mainly is, do we need to cut the jugular veins during Shechita or not? And the main issue is, if you're going to roast it with the veins in there and the blood in there, and if you're or you're going to cook it. So that's what we have to avoid, drinking this blood and having it soak in through blia of tzli or bishul. So let's see. Perush chutim shemhem yotzei adam. The blood vessels in the neck, the two main ones. Oh, l'nokvam. So when you shecht the chicken, it says you need to, during the shechita, cut the vridim, or right after the shechita, l'nokvam, to pierce them, to cut them, b'sha'ashu mefarkes, during its pirkus, right, when it's shaking right afterwards, shehadayin hadam cham, because you want to do this while it's fresh and hot, so this way the blood will pour out right away, k'dei sheyetzei, so all the blood leaves, v'lo yitkarer b'tocho, and it doesn't cool down or congeal inside the vessel. But if you didn't, and the blood is, you have blood ba'en, real blood that's in the vein. So again, it didn't come out right now. It's inside the vein. So we're talking about, perhaps you would categorize it as dam evarim, not 100% clear, but certainly wouldn't be dam nefesh, that's clear. Right, it's still inside. Loitz, now I'm just going to point out, we're going to get to the point, this is important. Dam evarim shelo piresh is mutter. Any blood that's stationary inside its organ or the muscle that doesn't move around after the shechita, so then it is that's mutter to have inside, because it's not dam. But the blood that's clear in the veins, even though it has a din, if it moved around or however you want to categorize it, is that's clearly aser. It's dam be'en, and that is certainly aser. Okay, so what happens if the blood did not come out? You have veins, and you have the blood in there that congealed. Okay, lo yetzilenu shalim. Then you cannot roast it, grill it, roast it on rotisserie with the animal whole, which was common in those days with chickens. V'im salo shalim. But if you did roast an entire chicken, you left the head on, right? That's what we're talking about. So then, Yashlich Havridim, V'yachtoch Sivim Kedei Netila Shehu Ke'ove Etzba. So then, what do you have to do? You just roasted it with the veins, with the blood inside. So after you finish roasting it, then you're supposed to get rid of it, but you didn't. The animal's still, it's a kosher shechita, the animal's still kosher, but you have to remove these veins that has the blood inside. And since you roasted it together with the rest of the animal in there, so then you have to cut away what we call kedei netila. This will come up a lot later on. Basar b'chalav tarovis, kedei netila shehu ke'ove etzba. You have to cut away. A klipa is just the thinnest amount. Kedei netila over here is the thickness of a finger. So, we know that would be 2 centimeters. And it could be as much as close to 2.5, depending which you hold. Okay, so that's what must be removed. And, right. The two jugular veins, I think, are the only ones we're talking about. Now, even if you have in mind, the halacha, the Shach points out, even if you have in mind to, before you cook it, you're going to take it apart in pieces, you still have to do this, cut the veins immediately, or during the Shechita, because we're afraid this chicken, even though your plan is to chop it up or make it in pieces when you cook it, you might just cook it in a whole, which was common. So that's why we still have to do that. Okay. Now, happens to be a machloket rishonim. Many, many rishonim say this is really an issue only for bishul, but not for tzli. But the halacha is we worry about it for tzli as well. Haga. Now, we're going to see that the maisa, it's a little different than what we're reading right now. Let's finish. Haga. V'im nimlach kach mesirin achar kach achutim v'shari. And if you change your mind, salt it, there you go. And if you salt it, v'im nimlach, you salt it, kach, mesirin achar kach hachutim, v'shari. So if you salt it before the tzli, though, it would have to be before the tzli, you salt it and remove the chutim, then you can roast it. Right, but before, yeah. V'yesh machmirin, liklov saviv hachutin. And some, even still, they remove all around the chutim. Okay. So in the Beritav, he writes, when you, b'shem de pri chadash, when you shecht, just make sure a little bit, you know, a shochet knows how to shecht, but try and do it a little bit deeper or a little bit to the sides, really, so that you're also getting the veins. Okay. V'im bishlo shalim. Now, when you roast it, it's only gonna the blood is only gonna spread how far? Kedei etzba. But if you cook it, it's a little bit worse. You have to mechate to menaker achutim. Then you have to remove the chutim. V'hasha'ar im yesh bechol ma shebekedera kedei levatel hadam shebechol achutim b'shishim mutter. Then you got to look at the entire vein. We have no idea how much blood is in there, so you just do your best estimate of the entire vein. Imagine it's full of blood, and you have to have enough chicken and water or whatever else is in the pot that's more than shishim keneged the veins. Okay, haga. These are the main arteries, main veins we're talking about. Haga, vim hesir harosh mimenu lo mikri shalim. Now, this is what's done lamaisa with all of our chickens. We're not. Rabban David told me, we don't worry about severing the veins when we're shechting, because what happens with all animals, they get decapitated. I think that's the word. You cut off the entire head, and memela, the veins are severed. So he writes. This is a kula from the Ramah that everyone uses. Hagavi mesiru arosh mimenu lo mikrei shalim. It doesn't have a din of a shalim animal anymore. ולכן נהגו להסירו מן העופות השלמות. אם לא נשחטו, הברידים. We do that anyway, he says. But if the veins wouldn't have gotten severed, you just cut off the whole head, and then enough of the blood will come out, and then you don't have to worry about cooking the animal.
Even after the blood cooled down?
Not positive, but I believe so. That's... when do they sever? It's a good question. I'm not 100% sure on that one. Okay. Try and get back to you on that one. Bet. Habehema ein sarich linkov avridim bishat shechita. So again, with the animal, the Shulchan Aruch already writes, we don't have to worry about cutting the artery, the veins. Linkov avridim bishat shechita, when we're shechting, ipnei she'ein derech litzlota shlema. Because nobody cooks it shalim, right? I think it means even if it's well afterwards. Aval im rotze litzlota shlema, if you do want to take an entire animal, let's say a sheep that's not too big, and Korban Pesach, and you want to roast it, shalim. So then, tzarech linkov revridea bishat shechita. You have to make sure you sever the jugular veins immediately during shechita or the pirkus. V'im lo nikvam, and if you didn't, aser litzlota o levishla shlema. Then it's aser to do tzli or bishel when the animal has its head on, right, when it's completely shalim. Right, because the derech is, we cook it not shalim, and so therefore that's... Nowadays it's the same thing by chickens. Okay. And the Shach points out that the Ra'ah in Berak HaBayit says, if no blood came out, so then we also cut it up into limbs just to make sure we avoid any problems. Haga, v'im tzala'a or bishla shlema, dina kama ba'of. If you do take an animal, right, and you take the whole thing and you tzili or bishla the whole thing, as the same halacha as the oath. You have to remove the veins plus either kadei netila for roasted or if it's bishla, shishi. Ustam of nishchatu avridim, ustam behema lo nishchatu. And just as a rule, if you don't know, normally by an oaf we assume the vridim were cut because it's very close. And by the behema, it's a little further away and more mobile, so therefore it's less likely. V'kolze kishiyatza dam bishat shechita. And all this that we said is when the blood leaves during shechita. Aval, im lo yatza dam ein choshishim mishchitat havridim dehalo nitarer hadam latzeit. If no blood in the animal came out, so then, he writes, we don't have to worry as much by the shechit about cutting the veins, because the blood in the body didn't get up to leave. So that's where, if you have a case of dam evarim, it's, you don't have to worry about cutting up the animal parts and stuff like that if the dam doesn't begin to move. That's the Gra spells out. Yisrohu mishum dam evarim v'kol shelo piresh is mutter. Yes, that's exactly, the Shach is pointing out exactly against the Rama. I'm not sure exactly what's done, but that's okay. Let's start Kaf Gimel. Din Shia Bishchita. Aleph. Kol tabach she'en yodeh lechot shchita, asru lechol mishkereto, ve'elu heim Shia, drasa, chalada, hagrama, and ikor. Okay, we're going to learn these in detail as we go along, and mainly in Kaf Gimel and Kaf Dalet. But so here we're introduced to the five main Isurim of Shechita that any Shochet who doesn't know, it's Aser to eat from his Shechita. Right? Either he needs to know or the one who's supervising him needs to know. Okay, yeah. By the way, in the Be'er Heitev, the Marshal also writes that nowadays we're not nizar to do any kind of nikuv at all with the veins. We just remove the rosh and we're good. Anyway, So that's the general minhag. Aleph, a bet. So now we're on Siman Kaf Gimel, Seif Bet, Shia. So what is Shia? So it's waiting, a time elapsed in the middle of the Shechita. Ketzad. When is it a problem? Harei Shehitchil Lishchot. So you began to Shecht. V'higbiya Yado Kodem Shigmar Shechita. And you lifted up your hand and the knife from cutting the neck. And you wait. You take a break. V'shaha. And you wait. Bein b'shogeg. Bein b'mezid. Doesn't matter if it was shogeg or mezid on purpose or not. Or be'ones. Somebody moved your hand away, whatever it is. Bein beratzon, you did it on purpose. Ubahu o'acher v'gamar shechita. And then, so you take a break, and then you come back to finish, or your friend comes over and finishes it for you. Doesn't matter. Im shaha, if there was a break. Now, how long is the break? Right? We know halacha, l'maisa means just a mashahu, you take any break, we don't eat from it. Right? Al shochtim. However, Mikardin, it would be, what is the time period? It's Kadeshi Yagbiya Habehema Vyabitsena Vyishchat. The amount of time it takes you to pick up or position the animal, lie it down, whatever you need to do to get it ready, and to do the Shechita. So it's a number of seconds, it's not 2 seconds, it's not just the slice. Okay? Ad Rov Hasimanim. If I remember correctly, I think Rabbi Ben David said maybe 15 seconds he threw out there. But again, it also depends on the animal. Haga. Ad rov hasimanim shu hechsher shchita, shchita to psula. So if there's a break until you finish cutting rov hasimanim to make it kasher, then the shchita is psula. Hayita behema, daka, if you have sheep. Shira shiata kadeshi yagbiya behema daka virbitsena viishchot. So if it's a behema daka, like a sheep, so then at the amount of time it takes to lift it up or lie it down and prepare it and to shecht it. V'im haita gasa, but if it was a bigger behema like a cow, kadeshi yagbiya behema gasa virbitsena viishchot. So then it goes by the time it takes you to get a cow ready and prepare it, lay it down, whatever you need to do, and then to cut. And for a chicken, you get the time it takes you to shecht a behema daka, like a sheep. V'yesh omrim, the shir shiat of kadesh shchitat rov siman echad be'ov below hagba'a v'harbatza. And some say, no, for the time of shia, for an oaf, you have very little time. It's just the time it takes you, basically, to grab its neck and to cut it, and there's not, right. But he says, even without lifting it up, it's just the zman it takes to cut, rov siman echad, because that's what you need for an oaf. Ulifi divrehim, yesh lizeher kashehitchil ishchot ba'of, v'chatach me'at, ad she'adam yotze v'yigbiya sakino me'atzavar, shelo yigmor ashchita lefi sheyesh, lachu shema shachat, mashehu me'aveshet, v'afilo lo yigbiya sakino, ela me'at. Yesh lachush v'pnei shiat ha'of. Mu'etet me'od. All right, let me stop. So, basically just saying the time for shechting a chicken is really, really small. And as soon as you start to cut the skin, who knows, maybe you already got through the skin and you already put a tiny little slit, mashahu, into the veshet, and already it immediately becomes the beginning zman of the shechita, and it already, and if you have a shia of mashahu, because the time for shechting one siman of a chicken, rov sim, is really, really minuscule, and so therefore, especially for chickens, one must be very careful. As soon as they start, they have to finish. The kedei shechitat rov siman echad be'of hu naseh maher. Right? The time it takes to slit rov of these of the kana or the veshet goes really, really quick. Doesn't take long at all. V'afilu amar shochet barili shelo chatachti ki ma'or. Even if the shochet says, I know I only entered the skin. Ein somchin alav, we don't rely on this. Kivan shiatze dam. Once the dam comes out, we know that maybe it could have gotten into the veshet. V'im bali shol achar shegbiya sakino. And if we ask him Right, you want to check after the fact. Ketzad yase, what do you do to check? Amrim lo sheyishchot takane levado b'makom acher. Go to a different, you want to, this is the only chicken you have. And you really want to eat it. So you if no blood came out, what can you do? You go a little bit somewhere else on the neck, just a bit lower. And you tell the shochet, just shecht the kane, right, the trachea only. V'yacharkach, and then afterwards, when it's dead, you dissect it a little bit. Yafroch haveshet v'yivdok oto. And then you check if the veshet has any puncture. If it has any puncture whatsoever, then for sure we would call it an avela, because maybe when you shechted the kaned, maybe the first time when you first initially touched the skin, it may have entered the veshet. Ulinyan maisa yesh lahachmer kisvara zo, ela im kein hu shatetcha kohefsed meruba, sha'az yesh lismach al svara rishona. So Lamaisa, he says the halacha.
I understand the premise. If someone cut through the siman, or even just one siman, and he also made a hole in.
What happened was you initially cut once,
yeah. And
you just nicked the skin.
Oh.
And now we don't know, there's no blood. And we don't know if you also got the veshet. Maybe, I think it's, what? Right, you don't have to. We want to make sure you didn't. Because we're afraid you started cutting a partial veshet the first time, when you first nicked the skin, and that would start the shechita, so now you'd be over shia. We're talking about a case when the guy made a break. He cut just the skin, and then, I don't know, he sneezed, someone pulled his arm, he stopped. And we don't want there to be an issue of Shia. So that's the case. Okay, Haga. Zayin, okay. Havei minag pashut v'medinot elu lahatrif. Kol Shia. Now, Lamaisa, this is the absolute minag. We don't do any tests, we don't check, and we just call it a trefa or an avela. Afilu mashuhu bein ba'of bein b'mehema. Makes no difference which type of animal. Again, for strange cases of hefsed meruba askirav, but this is the general psak, especially in slaughterhouses when there's so many. Ve'ein l'shanot, and we do not make any exceptions. Ve'im nimtza la'achar shechita gemi o kayotze bo munach beveshet o bekana ve'nishchat imo trefa. The vaday hutzrach lishot me'at b'chatichat ha'davar ahu la'achar sheshachat ha'siman v'havei shui b'mashu v'trefa. So after you shecht it, you find that along the shechtin, you see that you also went through and cut something else, a foreign object that wasn't, right, part of the animal. So then, when your knife went through the animal to get, it had to go, we see afterwards that it went through this item, but as it was going through the neck, so then we call that, that took a minimal amount of seconds to get through, so we'll call that Shia.
Even a blade of grass.
Even a blade of grass.
Right here.
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Ask your Shochet Rav Machsher. Okay. Maybe we'll do one more. Gimel. Sha'at me'at, shachat me'at, v'sha'a me'at, v'chazer v'shachat me'at, v'sha'a me'at, im. So you keep taking these breaks. Im kishetitzaref kol ashiot, yeshior shia, shechitato psula. If you add up all these little tiny shias, you add them all up, and if it was the zman, whether we call it 15 seconds, whatever it is, then it's psula. If it's not, it would be kshera. That'd be meikaradin. However, well, if ya minag, but based on our minag, which is 100% binding, the chol inyan trefa, you have there's no issue of adding up, because one moment of Shia is already trefa.